All right, it's 97.9 FM and WCHL. Ron Sutz here with the trivia man, Freddie Kuiger.
Yes, it is. Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me. Thanks for unlocking the door, for providing me access and a stage for which we may have pleasant and sundry activity.
You see that microphone right here?
Yes, sir.
You see this microphone over here?
Yes, sir.
We are recording a live album. We are recording a live album here tonight. This is your album. Thank you for letting us be on it. Oh, boy. How you doing, Freddie?
I'm doing good, man. It's all good. Hey, you know what? It just hit me.
Good to be in concert with
July
you.
25th. Today's my dad's birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dad, I miss you.
Yeah.
I love you and I miss you.
Yeah.
July 25th.
How long has he been gone, man?
2001. Wow.
Okay. 12 years.
Enough of that. I miss him.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know what that's like.
Yeah, I do.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, my mom.
I'm sure a lot of you folks out there do.
My mom died about 20 years ago.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
And other special people in my life have passed away.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Yeah, we all know.
Yeah.
We all know about that.
You know what? They stay within us. They stay in our head and our heart.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Take them right here. Right
yep.
here.
Yep.
Right here next to my heart. Remember that bit they used to do on Hee Haw?
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
That's all right. I'm picking. He's
and
grinning.
I'm a grinning.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a perfect segue. Because
it
today's
is.
Category is.
How can that possibly be?
Comedy teams.
Okay.
Comedy teams. Folks, I was looking for my opening after I took us right off the road.
Yep.
Well, comedy teams.
Got a little random there for a minute.
Yeah,
but
we did. All right, here we go. On this very day, my friend Ronald Stutz, July 25th, 1946.
Okay, Fred Wagoner Kuiger.
That's correct. What is your middle name?
What is my middle name?
Yeah.
Justin.
Ronald Justin Stutz.
Fred Wagoner Kuiger.
Yes.
I used to hate Justin when I was growing up because it's different. Now I like it because it's different.
Yeah, because now, yeah. Hey, I'm like Justin Timberlake, man.
No. Come on.
On this very day, back in 1946, Ronald Justin Stutz, two men took the stage together for the very first time at Atlantic City's Club 500.
This was 1946, you said?
1946. One later went on to croon, and the other made almost everybody swoon with his silliness.
I know exactly.
All except the French. Name this comedy duo.
I got that one, baby.
Yes, you do. Give us a call at 919-929-WCHL, because on this very day, 1946, two men took the stage together for the very first time at Atlantic City's Club 500.
Mm-hmm.
One went on to croon. One went on to make us feel swoon. Silly. Name the team.
They were really good together.
Yes, but that chemistry worked. Name the team.
Are you looking for new customers? Try Our Local Deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With Our Local Deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Freddie Kuiger asking a question this morning about comedic duos.
Yes.
Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis.
That would be absolutely correct.
They were really good together.
Yeah.
I mean, they made movies together and everything.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it soured like most things kind of did. But yeah, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis in the very first performance, July 25th, 1946, at Atlantic City's Club 500.
Yeah.
Things didn't go very well.
In fact, it
went so bad, the club owner warned them that if they didn't come up with a better act in the second show, that very night, they were done.
Really?
They huddled in an alley outside the club and decided to bag their entire scripted show, and they just went for broke by improvising.
Wow.
Martin sang tunes, and Lewis reacted to Martin singing. And in fact, when Martin was singing some of the tunes, Lewis came out dressed as a busboy, dropped plates, made shambles of Martin's songs and club decorum. They did old vaudeville jokes, slapstick, whatever popped in their heads, and the crowd was doubled in laughter.
It was all spontaneity.
Yeah, and they...
That's great.
That was it. That was the beginning.
I prefer that anyway, man.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Rather have spontaneity than scripted any day.
Yep, and that lasted their duo until July 25th, 1956, to the day that they started. They broke up July 25th, 10 years later.
Yeah. Well, they were really good together. Loved Dean Martin, suave.
The Dean Martin Show. Remember growing up with
that? Yeah, with gold diggers and everything.
Hilarious.
Yeah, everybody loves somebody sometimes.
Oh, Larry.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I like Dean Martin.
Yeah, Dean had a great what?
I like Jerry Lewis, too, back in those days.
Well, yeah. I couldn't. Nutty Professor and all that stuff. I couldn't do it. Yeah. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, me either.
But that was one of the things in my research for the Winter Olympics and when we were in Albertville in 92,
mm-hmm.
or Albertville, that the French still love Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
They have a fascination for him.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. Maybe too much wine.
Maybe.
I don't know. Hey, you know what? I will see you.
Oh, boy, tomorrow.
Tomorrow on Friday, July 26th.
Yeah. You got it.
Looking forward to it. Thanks,
I'll be
buddy.
Right here.
All right. Thanks, man.